And now it's time for the children's moments. Not sure. Oh, looks like Caleb has the box this morning. Surprise, Larry.
Connor has the box. I wonder what's in the box.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Brilliant? Good. Good. I like that shirt there. You see you graduate from early childhood preschool. Congratulations, you're another one of our graduates. The box has changed, but the ingredients haven't. Four rubber insects representing the spiders. Okay. Well, why do you think God made spiders?
To eat the bugs.
To eat the bugs? They eat bugs?
Yeah, or else they'd be overwhelmed by bugs.
I guess we could talk about the whole ecological system and, you know, and all that stuff. But it amazes me when I look at things like this and the intimacy and the creativity that God gave us. I have no idea why he created a spider. We were sitting at our campground yesterday with another couple, and Tim had a picture of a snake. Taking a picture of a snake. I can deal with a spider better than I can deal with a snake. But I have no idea why he created any of them. But he told Adam, and he tells us the same thing. He said, these things that I put on the earth, he said, I give these to you to take care of. You can have that one. You want that one? You want a green one? And as he gave Adam and Eve the charge to tend the earth, to take care of it. He didn't say anything about tilling the soil until Adam and Eve were disobedient. Tending and tilling is two different things. And so with these spiders, we stop and think and we realize and we'll remember that God created them for a purpose. Now, we don't always know what it is. Maybe it's to play with. But he did that. And everything that God does, he does for a reason. But we don't always understand what the reason is. And we don't always understand the why behind what he did. But we understand that he did it, and he did it for a purpose. And so we just need to be thankful that he did it. And as he created snakes and spiders, he created us. And there's not a snake in the world that has the mind that we have. Because we are the smartest beings in the world. And so develop your minds. Continue to graduate from places. Continue to be successful. Put forth your very best effort that we can be blessed by a God that gave us skills and ability to do things. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you created us. We're thankful, Father, that you created the insects, the animals that you did, the beauty that you have given to us. And it's through your creation that we rejoice. It's through your creation that we see things that we can say, God is good. And so, Lord, bless Nicole and Katie and Breland and Connor, Lord. Give them an understanding that we are unique and we are special. And you have a plan unique for each one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.